Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I want you to know I won the crying baby contest last night. We did. We had our family last night and baby crying in church contest. You had to imitate a baby crying in church. I won hands down. I won't do it.
Yeah.
That's terrible. What do you know about sheep?
They go
what? Let's do it all together. Baa. Oh, that was weak. Let's try it again. One, two, three. Baa. Very good. What else do you know about sheep?
They eat grass all day.
They eat what?
Grass.
Grass, okay.
They provide food.
Whoops, they provide food. Leg of lamb. Sheep's milk, yes, very good. What else?
And in Japan and China, some people see their rams, some people see their sheep.
Okay.
They have wool.
They what? They have wool. What do you make from wool?
Clothing,
correct. Okay. What color are sheep?
White.
Okay, good. How do sheep smell?
With their nose.
Yes, very good. Thank you. I don't know, just like the rest of us, with his nose.
Oh, and they also smell, when you know what, when they do, you know what.
Yes, they don't smell very good. Okay, so sheep, mostly probably, how many of you have actually seen a sheep?
I've seen one.
You've seen a sheep? Okay, I've seen a few of them. Well, sheep are interesting. Sheep are sort of white. They're actually usually pretty dirty. They do not smell very good. And they're not that smart. And their milk, what's that?
Of course they are.
Of course they are, yeah. And they're good for all kinds of things, but what do sheep need to stay safe?
They need grass.
Not to stay safe. They need a shepherd. Because see, sheep aren't super, super smart. And so they have a tendency to kind of wander off. And sometimes when the wolves come, what do they need? If the shepherd is not there, then that's when the sheep become the food, right? So you gotta have a shepherd. And the shepherd, back in the olden days, and even still today, they have this big... And if one of the lambs went running off on his own, the shepherd would walk over and grab him by the back leg and drag him back to his mama, right? So sheep are not too smart. They need some help. They need a shepherd. Well, some people think, and I think it's true, in some ways we're a little bit like sheep, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys smell better than the average sheep.
Yeah. We look better.
But sometimes, yeah, we look better too.
And we are black and white.
Yeah. But really, the deal is that we sometimes need some help too. We need someone who helps keep us safe and that we can kind of follow too. Do you know who that might be?
God.
Okay, yeah, God. In the text today, Jesus said, I am the...
Father?
No.
Shepherd.
Were any of you here for the reading?
I am shepherd.
I am the...
Good shepherd.
Good shepherd. Not just the average shepherd. Not the lower than average shepherd. Not the kind of not so good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. And what makes the shepherd good? He lays down his life for the sheep. Right before Easter, remember, right there at the end of Lent? Yep. And then... 3 days later, yes.
3 days later, he rose up to heaven.
It's a good thing you don't even have to bother with confirmation. Yeah, okay, no problem. Jesus died. He laid down his life for the sheep, for you. Bah. And you. Bah. Jesus is our good shepherd because he laid down his life for us. God loved us so much that God gave us the good shepherd. The good shepherd is always, and that God loves us because of the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. So when we're walking around going, bah, we remember the good shepherd. Let's pray together. Ready? Gracious God, we thank you for the good shepherd who helps us be good sheep. Bless us when we get lost and hurt, when we're hungry, and send us always to Jesus. And everybody said, Amen.